Hello, everybody. Welcome to We Tell Tales. I'm your host, ADV. And what I'm doing with this podcast is that I will be reading funny retail stories that maybe some of you guys may be able to relate. These stories from tonight are coming from notalwaysright.com. And how this podcast is going to go is that I'll be reading these stories and doing different voices and stuff. Some might make you laugh. Some might make you facepalm, and some might just make you say, wait, what? So right now, we're going to get into the first story, and it goes a little bit something like this. Open is open to interpretations. It's Easter Sunday, and we are open until 6 p.m. All morning, we have had people calling to make sure we are open. It's mildly annoying, but I understand why they are calling, so I decided to have a bit fun with it. Thank you for calling our company. How may I help you? Just calling to see if you were open. No, sir. I am a pre-recorded message. I hear the guy laughing until he hangs up. I get another phone call. No, ma'am, but you can't leave a message after the beep. Beep. Customer starts laughing. Do you really just answer the phone like that? Yes, it will continue to do so. Our next story is titled, Makes You Blush Red. I work at a call center and talking to a 61-year-old lady about getting her cell phone service. What color do you want your phone, red or black?
I think I would get black. Red might make me look like a slut.
The next title of our story, Fools Gives Vent to Their Rage. We have a full house of baseball teams, 14 to 6-year-old boys. At approximately 11 p.m., a mother comes up to the front desk. Why is there pornography on channel 16? We obviously didn't order anything. We don't have the option to order movies or pornography. So we look up what channel this was and find out that it's this particular channel playing a movie called Erotic Engagement. Ma'am, this is our premium channel, which is commonly known for playing adult-themed movies this late at night. Our suggestion would be to keep an eye on your team as to not be watching this late at night. That is not right. This is graphic pornography. You either refund me my stay or we will check out right now. Ma'am, I understand your frustration, but again, we do not have pornographic channels. You obviously don't know what you are talking about, and now my child is scarred for life. I hope you are happy, and I hope God strikes you down for your disregard for protecting us from that filth. Proverbs 29:11, if you want to get biblical. Have a nice night, ma'am. The scripture states, fools give full vent to their rage, but the riots bring calm in the end. Our next story is titled, A Backwards Understanding of Technology. Hi, thank you for calling our company. How can I help you today? Are you a real person? Yes, sir, I am. Really? Yes, sir. How do I know you're not just programmed to respond like that? Well, sir, I guess you'll just have to take my word on it. No, that's not good. Tell you what. Tell me the name of the current prime minister, but say it backwards. Harper Stephen. I'm not sure I'm convinced. I think I'll just go talk to someone at one of your stores. Bye. This next story is titled Reach Rock Bottom Dollar. My store closes at 9 p.m. and I'm the last register open on a Friday night. A couple came through my line around 8:45 with a cart full of groceries. I ring them up and finish around 8:55. That'll be $87.95. Oh, I have coupons. She proceeds to take out a handful of coupons and hands them to me hastily. I scan them in. Okay, that'll be $79.45. You didn't scan them all in. Yes, I did, ma'am. One of them is expired, so I can't use it, but the rest I scanned. But you're missing one. I gave you 10 coupons, and there are only 8 there. No, I'm sorry. You actually only gave me 9. Well, I had 10. It was for $1 off, so just ring it in. I'm sorry, miss. I can't put the coupon in unless you have it with you. I need it so my drawer won't be off. This is completely ridiculous. I had 10 coupons, so give me my other coupon. Just give it to her. It's fine. No, it's not. I'm not allowed to give you the coupon unless you have it. Sorry, it's my job. At this point, the woman's eyes looked like they were about to bug out in her head as she threw the cash on the register. Just give me my change. Thank you, ma'am. Your change is $19.55. Have a great night. Grabs her cart and sprints out of the store, husband trailing behind. My manager walks over and just stares after them. It is 9:15 at this point. If anyone like that woman bothers you again, let me know so I can take care of them. People are so awful. Our next story. They don't charge extra for time. 2 tickets to see this film this evening, please. Of course. Would you like to watch it in 2D or 3D? Oh, I wish we had 4D too. That would be cool. Well, technically, since films are moving images, our 3D films are 4D. They move through time. The fourth dimension. Our next story is titled, Coupons Can Be Taxing. I manage a fast food coffee shop. A customer presents a coupon for $1.99 coffee. I make her drink and I ring it up. That's going to be $2.11. That's with the coupon? Yes. But it's supposed to be $1.99. Yes, sir. $1.99 plus tax. But why is it $2.11? That seems like too much. Well, it's $1.99 plus 12 cents tax, which comes to $2.11. That doesn't make any sense. It should be $1.99. This goes on for a couple minutes, and my boss is next to me counting money. To my boss. You understand what I'm saying, right? I'm not sure I do. The drink is $1.99 plus tax, and the tax is 12 cents, so the total should be $2.11. The customer stops and thinks for a second, and then, looking quite embarrassed, turns to me. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I really need this coffee. Our final story is titled, A Religiously Extreme Reaction. Our inbound service takes calls for a lot of the As Seen on TV products. I'm working there soon after 9/11, and we have a particular caller who will often call to rant about how we were a scam. Thank you for calling. How may I help you today? Why the Hades would I want to buy a thing of Charlton Heston reading the Bible?
Do you know what kind of man he is? You're calling for the Charlton Heston Reads the Bible then, sir? Heck yes, I'm calling about that. I want to know what sort of person outfit you're running there that you think I want to buy a thing of Heston reading the Bible. Well, I can't say that you will like, sir, but a lot of people seem to like this product. It has been fairly popular, possibly because Charlton Heston played Moses in the Ten Commandments. Like Hades he did, and like Hades this is popular. Did you know that Charlton Heston was part of the NRA? Yes, I was aware of that. Then why the heck would anyone let him read the Bible? You know, I bet he was working with this Al-Qaeda perp people. No, sir. I'm fairly certain that Charlton Heston is affiliated with a tiny separate group of religious extremists. I somehow never got written up for this. Our next story is titled, Going Nuts for Donuts. Why can't you take this coupon? Because it's for a popular donuts chain, sir. Though we sell the donuts, we're not the actual store. So you admit it. You sell the donuts but won't take my coupon? I want to speak to the manager. I'm the only one here. Well, he's got a phone, don't he? You're a manager. Call him up. It's 4 a.m. I'm not waking my manager so he could tell you the exact thing I just told you. Why not? Differing degrees of snobbery. I'm a cashier at a small high-end grocery store. One day, towards the end of my shift, a middle-aged man and a girl, around 11 or 12, walk up. Note that I appear around 5 years younger than I actually am and took the cashier job out of necessity. That'll be $25.62, sir. Ignoring the other customers waiting behind him. Are you in school? Excuse me? Are you in school? Well, no. I'm already talking to the girl. See, this is why you gotta study hard. I don't want you working some crap job because you didn't go to college. Sir, that'll be $25.62. Slams $30 into my hand. I get his change and hand it to him along with his receipt. As the next person in line starts putting their items onto the counter, he stands in place and starts counting his change. You shorted me. Oh, I'm sorry. How much did I give you? This is why you have to work a crap job like this, because you can't even count right. Sir, I need to know how much I gave you so I can give you the right amount. You gave me $4.38. That's right. It should be on your receipt. No, I need a 5. I printed out another copy of his receipt and show him that his change was correct. He stands there and argues with me, so I call over the manager to talk to him. The conversation takes a while, so when my next customers are done, I stroll over. I don't know how else to tell you. This is the amount you're owed. No, it's basic math. Can't anyone here do basic math? Here, I pull out my phone and show him on the calculator. It all adds up to $30. What do you know? You don't even go to school. I thought you went to this particular college. I did. I have a bachelor's from there. What? How? You're a kid. I'm 25, sir. Why didn't you say so? I guess it's okay then. He and the girl finally exit. The manager says, that's the kind of man who gives his credit card number to a prince of Nigeria. Thank you guys for tuning in to Retail Tales. The music that you have been listening to is from Ian Snyder and Disaster's Peace. The album is titled The Floor is Jelly, the original soundtrack. You should be able to find it on iTunes or just check it around on the internet. Thank you guys for tuning in to Retail Tales. See you next time with more stories. Thank you.